Peace of the Lord be with you, child of God. I thank God for this day because His mercy located you and I. And that is why we can be talking with each other this morning. Thank God for His mercies, His faithfulness that is forevermore in our lives, His compassion that did not fail. Praise God. Grace be to you this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is good and His mercy truly, truly endures forever. And may the peace of God that passeth all understanding garrison and rest upon your hearts like a dew this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today is another day for the anointing of God to be triggered in our lives. Hallelujah. The anointing destroys yokes. The anointing lifts burdens. The anointing destroys every yoke of our necks. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. And this morning, I hope you have come with your anointing oil ready in your hand. And if you haven't, you can quickly go now and get some oil, because today God has instruction for us as to how to apply the anointing oil. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Today I want to quickly give a short exhortation from the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 5 to 11. Philippians 2, 5 to 11. And I read, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of his servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Amen. I titled today's exhortation, "Exercising Dominion Through the Name of Jesus." Exercising dominion through the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, great are you always. You are a great God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, that we can gather again today in your presence. Father, Lord, as we gather, let your presence, O God, be made manifest in the life of everyone under the sound of my voice. Let your word come with power and with authority and with simplicity, that everyone under the sound of my voice, Father, today will be enriched by the power in the name of Jesus, will be delivered, healed, set free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I take hold with you to preach the word of God to God's people today. And let the word become flesh. And let it be mixed with faith so that it will profit everyone. And that the glory of God will be seen in the lives of God's people. Thank you for transformation that shall come forth as a result of the word that is being preached. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, tremendous, great and precious promises have been made for us in Christ. God has made great and tremendous, precious promises available to every child of God in Christ, in order for us to exercise dominion over all situations and circumstances of life. In other words, There is nothing, there is no situation, no circumstances that life may bring our way that we do not already have what it takes to overcome it and to be in dominion. Amen. Now, one of these resources that God has given unto us is in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. The power in that name of Jesus puts us in command over sickness, diseases, lack, poverty, and all manner of oppressions of the devil. Praise the Lord forevermore. So God has already made this resource available for us. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower against all evil machinations, all evil schemings, all evil interjections and interpolations. According to Proverbs 18 and verse 10, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. So that name already guarantees our safety. It guarantees our security. It guarantees our protection. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. The Bible says, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. So every day, evil raises its ugly head. But dominion has been given unto us as we exercise it using the name of Jesus Christ. For there is power in that name. So we need to engage the power and the authority in that name against the arrows that fly by day and all the terror of the night. Amen. Have you been in a situation? Because I have many times, sometimes that you can't even pray. There are some dire situations that you don't have the time to either pray any long prayer or to do anything but to call upon that name, the name of Jesus, and that name answers. Hallelujah. I've been in that situation before, many years back. I just woke up, wanted to go to the bathroom, you know, in the middle of the night, and I got up. I just saw that I couldn't stand on one of my legs. Life completely has left that leg. I couldn't stand on it. It was lifeless. And I didn't know what to do. I just woke up and I just shouted, Jesus. I called on that name and power in that name was released. And came upon that leg and blood began to flow back into that leg. Praise God forevermore. For there is power in that name. There wasn't time for me to be, praying all the long prayer and be first of all start by worshiping God, thanking God for all this. I just shouted, Jesus, glory be to Jesus. For everything else that you may want to say, you may want to pray, everything. The Bible says, in Him, all things consist. Glory be to Jesus. So all things consist that when that name is mentioned, every knee bows to that name. Hallelujah. Every knee bows to that name. Now, how did he get this name? Where did he get the name from? Of course, it is from God, the Father. The Father gave him that name. From what we have read in our text today, in Philippians 2, verse 9. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. God himself gave Jesus that name, the name that is above every name, that at that name every knee should bow of all things in heaven. So whatever it is that is in the heavenlies, whatever it is that is in the atmosphere, no matter the principality or powers, rulers of darkness and hosts of wicked spirits, in cosmic powers, the Bible says his name is higher than those names. He's been given a name that is higher in the heavenlies. than any other name. He's given a name that is higher than all things in the earth, no matter what it is. As long as he has a name, the name of Jesus is higher than it. Hallelujah. So no matter what it is, no child of God should be afraid of any name. Many people are afraid. When you hear the name of your boss, you are afraid. When you hear the name of the CEO of your company, you are afraid. Some of you are even afraid of the name of your neighbor because you think that your neighbor carries some power. You are afraid of one man because they say he's a juju man. A woman, you say it because he's a witch. And then we are afraid of them. The Bible says that the name of Jesus is higher than any name. Here on earth, in the heavenlies, is higher. Hallelujah. And he also said that even under the earth. So no matter what it is, no matter the kingdoms that are under the earth, whatever name by which they are named or they are called or they are yet to be named, the name of Jesus is higher than that name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it is a privilege for us, for God giving us the authority in that name. Hallelujah. Because authority has been given unto us as a child of God. If you're a child of God, a born-again Christian, you have the authority to use that name. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So God gave him that name. It's a gift from God to Jesus Christ. And we know the Bible says that the gifts and the callings of God, they are without repentance. Hallelujah. So that name is loaded. That name is potent today as it was in the beginning when the name was given. Can I hear an amen right there? It is what? It is potent. It is as loaded and as potent as it was the day that that name was given unto him. It's still as potent as it was now. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So that name has not lost its power. And the gifts and the callings of God, they are without repentance. So if God gave him the name, he is not taking it back. The power in that name is still potent. Hallelujah. But we need to know, and I need to mention it here, that not everyone, however, that engages that name experiences the power in it. Not everyone. And we know that from the examples that we have seen in the Bible. For example, the sons of Sceva in Acts chapter 19. If you read from verse 11, the Bible says that God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. He wrought miracles in that name. Hallelujah. And the power in that name caused the evil spirits to go out of the bodies to which that they had occupied. And he healed all manner of diseases. Praise the Lord forevermore. He did. But what did we say? From verse 12 is the story of the sons of Sceva, who used the name of Jesus. But rather than the name working for them, the name worked against them. Rather than the name attacking the demon in the man that they wanted to cast the demon out for, it began to attack them. And why did this happen? It happened because it's not everybody that can use the name. Not everyone that can engage the name. If you are a believer, like I usually say, I said, there are unbelieving believers. If that name is not invoked in faith, it's not going to deliver the results. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2 says that the word they had did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. So if that name is not engaged with faith, then it is not going to deliver the necessary results. Hallelujah. it will not deliver the result that they want to them. And he didn't do it in the case of the sons of Sceva. The demon attacked them and they suffered for it. So it's important, beloved, that when we are calling on that name, that we are calling on it in faith. You must believe that that name is going to make a difference. That what you are using that name for is going to deliver to you. You have to believe that there is power in that name to change your situations, to turn things around in your life. Beloved, I believe that in this month of May, there is going to be some supernatural turnarounds in the lives of God's people. Can you say amen to that? Do you receive that right now? That this month shall be to you a month of supernatural turnaround. And that's what the Lord says, a supernatural turnaround. And so shall it be in every area of your life. As you deploy this name, that name will answer in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you deploy it for, in heaven, on the earth, or under the earth, it shall answer to you in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in John chapter 5 and verse 22, all judgment has been committed into the hands of Jesus by his Father, so that all men can honor the Son. Hallelujah. Everything is committed. All judgment has been committed into the hands of Jesus by his Father, that so that all men can honor the Son. Everything, the Bible says, in him all things consist, and the fullness of everything dwell. So we know that you can't separate Jesus from his name. I mean, you can't separate the Son from his name. Hallelujah. So when you mention that name, as the Bible said, all judgment has been committed into his hand. Everything is in that name. Glory be to Jesus. It's in that name. So that at his name, every knee must bow. Praise God forevermore. Every knee must bow. Every knee must bow. Evil must bow before good. And the wicked at the gates of the righteous. At the name of Jesus, because there is power in that name, and that power is potent and it is loaded. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That name is an anointed name. Christ is the anointed one. So Jesus Christ, that name is an anointed name that will deliver dominion to us in any situation or circumstances that we face. Glory be to Jesus. What a powerful resource that God has given unto his children, to us to use. The power in the name of Jesus Christ, the authority to use it, to deploy it in every situation, and it will get the desired result for us as long as we use it in faith, believing that when we deploy that name, what we deploy it for, it will definitely be done. Hallelujah. Faith is also required. Praise God forevermore. So today, at that name, every infirmity in your body is cast out. Every strange growth is cast to the root. Anyone carrying any disease under the sound of my voice today, whatever name that disease bears, by the power in the anointed name of Jesus, I command it to lose its hold. I command it to die from its roots and wither away now in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord forevermore. Every manifestation of lack and poverty in any life under the sound of my voice, it disappears now without trace at the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise the Lord forevermore. Praise the Lord forevermore. In Matthew chapter 15, Matthew 15 and verse 13. In Matthew 15 and verse 13. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and after that they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Hallelujah. Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Every infirmity, wherever is operating in your body, you will hearken to the voice of Jesus Christ and bow your knees to the knowledge of the name of Jesus Christ right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every infirmity sown by the devil in anyone under the sound of my voice, hear the word of the Lord today. Whatever is not planted by my Father must be uprooted. Now bow your knees to the knowledge of that name, Jesus. Come out of that body and never you return, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every devil tormenting your life, I command in that name of Jesus, get out of that life now. Get out of that body. Get out of that family. Get out of that business. Get out of that child. Get out of that marriage now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. That name is an anointed name. Glory be to Jesus Christ. The Bible says, according to Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, and Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about healing all manner of diseases and those that are oppressed of the devil. Amen. So it's anointed. That name is an anointed name. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is a name that the enemy cannot resist. He cannot resist the power in that name. When that name is engaged in faith, he cannot resist that name. He must bow to that name. Whatsoever is demanded at that name, the enemy bows. Praise the Lord. Did you hear that? Whatsoever is required and desired in that name, the enemy bows. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to liberate the captives. Praise the Lord forevermore. To heal the sick. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So at the name of Jesus, every demonic stronghold is destroyed. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. And you cannot separate him from his name. Therefore, his name carries an anointing. An anointing that will set the captives at liberty. An anointing that heals the sick. An anointing that gives beauty instead of ashes. Oil of joy instead of mourning. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. An anointing that binds up the brokenhearted. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Therefore, at that name, I cast out every demonic installations in your body right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every demonic installations around your residence today, by this anointed name, the name of Jesus, I command such installations demolished and destroyed right now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. By the power in that name, Maseke Yebakuria Bakashiti. Every manifestation of lack, stagnation in anyone's life is hereby destroyed, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, there is a story there where David spoke to Goliath. Have you come to defile the people of God? And he told Goliath, you have come to me with your swords and your spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, that's my weapon. That is what I have. That name is so loaded that it is bigger and can do, the kind of damage that is eternal, irreversible damage to the enemy and to the enemy's camp. He said, that name is so powerful that I don't need a sword. I don't need a shield. I don't need anything. And it doesn't matter how big you are. No matter how big the mountain is, at that name, every mountain is leveled. Every crooked place is made straight. Every valley is filled up. And every rough place is smoothened. At that name, every knee bows. I don't know what the enemy has been tormenting your life with. At the name of Jesus, he bows in Jesus' mighty name. Every defilement, David said, you have come to defile the people of God. Every defilement, the Bible says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that ye are not of yourself, ye are of God. So your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Anything that God has not planted in your body that is forcing itself to find expression is a defiler. He has come to defile. And that in the name of Jesus, whatsoever has come to defile your body dies instantly in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, they die in Jesus' mighty name. For they have no right to be there. And by the power in the name of Jesus, every defilement of sickness, diseases, infirmities, infections, I command you in anybody to which you have found residence, today I cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus. By the anointed name of Jesus, come out now and never return. I command your destiny released to glorify Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 22, verses 7 to 8, the Bible says that Jehu was anointed by Elisha to cut off the house of Ahab. And because of the anointing, Jehu executed judgment upon the house of Ahab. So Ahab's house was brought to destruction. Elisha anointed Jehu to be king. And his purpose, his divine assignment, was the destruction of the house of Ahab. Remember Ahab? Ahab was king and the husband of Jezebel. Jezebel was the one that destroyed all the priests of God. Remember? And also, Ahab was the one that took the land that belonged to another man. He wanted the land, he was sorrowful, and the wife made sure that they took it from the man, destroyed the man's life. Everything that the enemy has orchestrated to destroy your life, I command destruction by the power in this anointed name. I command them to come to sudden destruction now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them come to sudden destruction now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. By the power in that name, the anointed one, every machinations and oppressions of the devil in your life, in your family, in your body is brought now to sudden destruction in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, open your mouth where you are right now and begin to command sudden destruction. I don't know what the enemy has planned, but we know, for the Bible tells us in John chapter 10 and verse 10 that he has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So whatever he has come to do is not something that is going to make our life better. It is not anything that is going to reveal the glory of God. Rather, he wants to withstand that glory. But we are not going to let him, because the resource to resist him has been given unto us in that name that has been exalted above every name. So whatsoever the enemy is planning or has planned to bring destruction, to kill or to steal in your life,
whether it's your time he wants to steal, whether it's your destiny, whether it's your blessing, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that name that has been exalted above every name, open your mouth right now. Engage that name in faith as you call upon that name today, and as you take authority in that name today, there is sudden destruction now coming to every defilement by enemy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything the enemy has planned to steal, to kill, and to destroy, destruction comes to it right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The unstoppable power of God is in the oil. Hallelujah. I want you to hold your oil in your hand right now. Hold the bottle in your hand right now. The unstoppable power of God is in the oil. It's not just an ordinary oil. There is nothing an ordinary oil can do. But the power of God is in the oil. Why? And the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13, the Bible says, and Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. From that day on, the oil in your hand, Holy Spirit, let the power, unstoppable power of God, come into that oil right now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And as Samuel anointed David, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day on. From today, as this anointing comes upon you, and whatsoever you anoint with oil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this anointing, Ayabakoshite, will destroy every yoke. Every yoke of the enemy that has been stopping you, withstanding the glory of God in your life, resisting your capacity to thrive, resisting the blessings of God, the delayed blessings of God from being released into your life by this anointing, that yoke is destroyed. That yoke is destroyed. That yoke is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Therefore, the spiritual content of the oil in your hand right now is the Spirit of the Lord. That is the spiritual content of it. Is the Spirit of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord will move through that oil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. From today, wherever you go, and they say there is a cast down, it shall be for you a lifting up in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be for you a lifting up. Put that oil right now. Put some on your forehead. Put some on your forehead right now. And declare to yourself that from today, wherever I go, and they say there is a cast down, it shall be for me a lifting up in the mighty name of Jesus. Where they say there is no way, for you, there will be a way. Because of the power in the name of Jesus, in that anointed one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Now, as you open that oil, begin to pray on that oil right now. Begin to pray on it. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to make declarations right now. That whatsoever this oil touches, as it touches your body, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Remember, we are engaging the power in the name of Jesus in faith. Hallelujah. So as the anointing touches us, the anointed one touches our lives. Praise the Lord. The anointed one touches our lives. So begin to make that declaration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. In Isaiah 59 and verse 19b, the Bible says, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Therefore, by the power in the name of the anointed one, Jesus, I lift up a standard against stagnation in your life. I lift up a standard right now, a standard of the anointed one. against every spiritual, material, or physical, or financial stagnation in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by this anointing, every financial struggle begins to give way right now to financial breakthroughs in your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, anoint your head if you have not done so. Anoint yourself right now. Anoint your head. And pour a little, put a little oil in your mouth right now. Just put a little oil in your mouth. Hallelujah. And as the scripture says, that he that comes shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit consume whatever is not planted by God, that is forcing itself or attaching itself to your body or to any organ or tissue in your body right now. Let it consume them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So as you touch your mouth and your tongue with this oil, just swallow it. Swallow it right now. And you have swallowed. Remember, the spiritual content of the oil is the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says he baptizes you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So the fire of that Holy Spirit, let it consume whatever is not planted by your Father that is operating in your body. Whether you know what is called or what you don't, what is not called, by the power in the name of Jesus, today let them melt and disappear. Let them melt and disappear. Let them melt and disappear. Whatsoever is growing, any unusual growth, unwanted growth inside of you, today in the name of Jesus, melt right now. Melt and disappear. Melt and disappear in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I command your body right now to line up with the word of truth, that you are healed by the power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the anointed one. Every defilement in your body is cursed now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare you healed in Jesus' mighty name. I declare your business healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will no longer struggle to find what to eat in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there shall be no losses in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No losses in Jesus' mighty name. The power of God shall not become irrelevant in your life. The anointing shall not be insignificant in your concerns. The suffering of the Lamb of God shall not be in vain in your life. In Jesus' powerful name, amen. Because the greater one is in you, the Bible says, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. So by the anointing, every assault of sickness, of disease, or germs, or viruses dies now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This month, this new month of May, is a blessing in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be a turnaround, supernatural turnaround for you in Jesus' mighty name. You will experience progress on every side in the mighty name of Jesus. Never you think, what is happening? How can it happen? You will experience progress. God never abandons his people. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He was not saying it in the time that everything is okay. It doesn't really matter what time it is. It doesn't matter what is going on around you. It doesn't matter what your environment is saying. If God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, believe him in the name of Jesus. And you will see that God will always come through for you in Jesus' mighty name. By the power in the name of Jesus, the anointed one. Favor will attend your way this month in the mighty name of Jesus. This month will bring you restoration. It will bring new ideas, creativity concepts unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This month you will thrive. No matter what others are saying, no matter what they are saying, remember, there will be a lifting up for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Beloved, with that oil, I want you to also anoint your home. Anoint the door by which everyone enters and goes out of your home, of your residence where you are. Anoint the place. Pour a little oil down there and say, by this oil, evil bows before me, and the wicked at my gates. In other words, they are not, no stranger is coming in with any evil intention. They will not find their way into your home, into your premises, in the mighty name of Jesus. For those of you who maybe next week right now will be released to go about your businesses and your job, anoint your workplace. As you get to your place of work, anoint the place. Anoint the place of business, where you do your business or where you do your trading. Anoint the place. As the oil hits the ground, every contrary forces and every evil machinations shall be nullified and totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. So pour the little oil there and declare and say, as I pour this oil upon this place, every evil machination, every contrary forces to the Holy Ghost, you are nullified and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise the Lord. So anoint your household, and your household shall be protected. Your business shall be protected. Your job shall be protected. You will not lose your job in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We may say that they are laying off people. It will never come near you. 1,000 shall fall by your right side and 10,000 by your right. It shall not come near you, the Bible says. Praise the Lord. So thank God, beloved, for the authority to use the name of Jesus. As you use the name, as you engage it in faith, that name will answer to you. It will deliver to you the desires of your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for the power in the name of Jesus. As that power begins to heal, provide for you, protect you, preserve you and your family, and bring promotion to you in this month of May, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God. Begin to thank Him. Begin to appreciate God for this powerful resource that He has given unto you. And with this resource, you will exercise dominion over every situation and circumstances life brings your way this month, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Beloved, I thank God for your life. This anointing will speak in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It will set you apart. It will promote you, protect you, preserve you, and provide for you in this month of May, in the name of Jesus. By this anointing, there shall be supernatural turnaround for you in Jesus' mighty name. So shall it be. I call it done by the faith of God. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. Bless God forevermore. Beloved, it's time to give an offering unto the Lord and to thank God. If whatever God lays into your heart to give today, the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you in good measure, pressed down and shaken together, running over. God will cause men to give unto your bosom the same measure you met, it shall be meted back unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So if you're giving, please, if you don't already have the account number of the church, please go to the website, our website, www.concrosschapel.com, and on the homepage there is a place there where it says give, and if you click on it, it will tell you what next to do. Praise the Lord, and the Lord will bless you as you give to the work of the kingdom of God, to ensure that the kingdom is advancing. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, the Lord will continue to protect you and to shield you from harm's way and deliver you from every snare of the fowler, every noisome pestilences, every destruction that wasted at noonday. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are far from oppression and terror will not come near you in Jesus' mighty name. No pestilence, no virus will locate your house. It will not locate your body. Neither will it locate your family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Shall we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty and glorious name.
Amen and amen.